On the 14th of September, there will be the largest gathering of world leaders ever will come to the United Nations in New York to attend a UN World Summit. And they are coming to make commitments on the big issues of global security and UN reform. But what's starting today, negotiations are going on right now, they're resuming today, and the next few days will determine whether or not world leaders will endorse a new agreement committing governments to take timely and decisive action to stop atrocities like Rwanda's genocide.
Now that sounds great, but when you look at the list of countries opposed to it, Pakistan, Egypt, Cuba, Iran, Syria, and then there's also word that the U.S., Brazil, and Russia and India could substantially weaken it, you wonder, well, what's in the provision that's causing so much opposition?
Well, the key measure is it's about outlining that governments have a responsibility to protect civilians. But where an individual government is unwilling or unable to protect its civilians, the rest of the world has a collective responsibility to protect. They have a responsibility to step in and do what they can to protect civilians facing grave danger and atrocities like genocide, ethnic cleansing, war crimes, crimes against humanity. Oxfam believes this is a fundamental commitment. A decade ago, the world said never again after genocide in Rwanda. But since then, another 40 million people have fled their homes and millions of people have died as a result of violence. We think it's fundamental that governments should step up to say we are willing to accept our responsibility to protect civilians and that we will be ready to act collectively to protect civilians facing grave atrocities like genocide if their own governments are unwilling or unable.
Well, certainly the situation in Darfur renewed the debate over genocide. And, of course, the African Union is playing a major role. Western nations have not gone in militarily. And there's the debate over how much interference an outside country can have in another's internal affairs, is there not?
This is the nub of the agreement that's taking place, that negotiations starting today are agreeing, that in the past the discussion has been about governments being entitled to do what they want inside their own country. The important thing about this commitment, agreeing the responsibility to protect, is to say that human life is the most important thing. In the 21st century, governments must come together to protect human dignity, human life, to do what they can if the governments in question abusing civilians cannot protect, are unwilling or unable to protect their own civilians, that the world should do more. We know from our work on the ground in Darfur, where Oxfam is assisting more than 600,000 people trying to provide clean water to some of the more than 2 million people that have been displaced by violence. It's very clear right now that governments must do more to protect civilians in Darfur, that if greater efforts are not made to protect people, they will remain in camps for years. Attacks on civilians continue despite commitments in more than six separate agreements from the Sudanese government and rebels to stop attacks, including the government committing to neutralize and disarm militias. We think that the international community can and should be doing more where the government concerned and the armed groups concerned have shown themselves to be unwilling or unable to protect civilians on the ground.
If this agreement is approved, how fast would governments have to act, and under what criteria could they act?
The key agreement here is committing governments to take timely and decisive action when the government in question is unwilling or unable to protect. Timely action, decisive action is really important. And what the current outcome document, the current negotiation, is about committing governments to do all they can, diplomatic measures, humanitarian assistance, in exceptional circumstances, being willing to use force. We believe as Oxfam there should be agreement about when force should be used. It should always be the question of last resort, a series of principles about when that should be used. But that is not on the table right now. Today, negotiations are resuming, and we really fear that governments will block making historic agreements around trying to stop future genocide.